الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر الله أكبر
الله أكبر
أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن لا إله إلا الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله أشهد أن محمدا رسول الله حي على الصلاة حي على الصلاة حي على الفلاح حي على الفلاح الله أكبر الله أكبر لا إله إلا الله
لا إله إلا الله الله السميع العليم من الشيطان الرجيم إن الحمد لله الحمد لله الذي هدانا لهذا وما كنا لنهتدي لولا أن هدانا الله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونستهديه ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلن تجد له وليا مرشدا فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له لا شريك له في ذاته وصفاته ولا سهيم له في جلال كبريائه فأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له سبحانه وتعالى عما يشركون وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وهادينا وقائدنا محمدا عبده ورسوله الذي أوضح لنا سبل الهداية وعلمنا أحكام الإسلام وشرائع الإسلام فبلغ الرسالة وأدى الأمانة ونصح الأمة وكشف الغمة وجاهد في الله حق جهاده فصلى الله تعالى عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا أما بعد فيا معشر الحاضرين من الإخوان والأخوات المسلمين إن الله سبحانه وتعالى قد قال في محكم كتابه الوجيز ومنزل خطابه العزيز بعد أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وكذلك جعلناكم أمة وسطا لتكونوا شهداء على الناس ويكون الرسول عليكم شهيدا وقال تعالى عز من قائل في مقام آخر: كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس تأمرون بالمعروف وتنهون عن المنكر وتؤمنون بالله إلى آخر الآية. صدق الله العلي العظيم. My brothers and sisters in Islam, first of all, let me translate these two ayat that I have recited, one from Surah Al-Baqarah and one from Surah Al-Imran. And I will explain briefly the background of these two ayat too. And basically, both these ayats are the biggest honor and the good titles that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given to this ummah of our beloved Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. In the first ayah, that is from Surah Al-Baqarah, Surah number 2 and ayat number 143, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says and does, "We have made you a balanced nation, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا." So that the title was given by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to all of you, to all the Muslims, from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam till the end of the world, that we are a balanced nation, أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, so that you might be the witness over other people, لِتَكُونُوا شُهَدَاءَ عَلَى النَّاسِ, and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam be witness among you. وَيَكُونَ الرَّسُولُ عَلَيْكُمْ شَهِيدًا. The background of this ayah is that the whole Surah Al-Baqarah, especially the first half of Surah Al-Baqarah, is full of the narrations from Bani Israel. How Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them the role of the leadership for the mankind, but how this they disobeyed and they betrayed with this role of the leadership that Allah has given them. So finally, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent the Prophet Sayyidina Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and in the beginning of Islam, as you know, it's very famous part of the history of Islam that our Qibla was Baitul Muqaddas. The Muslim people, they performed their prayers facing to Baitul Muqaddas. But then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat in the Quran, and He said that now you change your Qibla direction from Baitul Muqaddas to Ka'batullah. And right after this Tahweelul Qibla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has said this ayah, وَكَذَلِكَ جَعَلْنَاكُمْ أُمَّةً وَسَطًا, that the role of the leadership now is being transferred from Bani Israel to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And does Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, وَكَذَلِك, so the word kadalik is referring that whatever the previous role was given to the nations is being snatched from them, is taken away from them, and now it is given to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to study this ayah in the context of the whole historical background of the religions of the previous people, of all those and their mistakes, big mistakes that they have committed, and why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken this role of the leadership from them and has given to the Ummah of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the second ayah, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says kuntum khaira ummah, this is Surah number 3, Ali Imran, and the background of the Surah Ali Imran is that it is the grandfather's name of Sayyidina Isa alayhi salatu wasalam, and many verses have been mentioned in Surah Ali Imran about the Christians. So the Christians, they were given this role and then it was taken from them also. So then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says in this surah, kuntum khaira ummatin, you the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the community of Islam, you are the best people, ukhriyat linnas, evolved for mankind, to show the path to the mankind, ta'amruna bil ma'roof, so that you can enjoin all the good deeds, all the good actions, wa tanhauna 'anil munkar, and you are forbidding the evil. So in one ayah Allah has given the title ummatan wasata, the balanced nation, not extremism on the right side or on the left side, completely balanced, fairly balanced nation. And in the second ayah, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given the title, you are the best community, khaira ummatin. So these honors and these titles, do we think that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given just like that, without any responsibility, without any duties? No, this honor, this responsibility always comes with some responsibility and with some duty. And the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, especially the early generations, they have proved that how successfully they played the role of the leadership to all humanity, to all mankind. I will start right from Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Right after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the question arises that who will be the successor of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? The role of the leadership, who will be the leader of the Muslim people? As you know that even before the burial of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was a started, you know, arguments and dispute on this issue that who will be the Khalifa of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Khaira Ummah, the best generation of the Islam, all the Sahaba Ridwanullahi ta'ala alayhi wa jma'in. I was giving you example and after example. Last Friday I said one example from the time of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the biggest disturbance at that time when his wife, the beloved wife Sayyida Aisha Siddiqa radiallahu ta'ala anha, was slandered by the munafiqeen, and how disturbance was at that time in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, even in the presence of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. That was a biggest test and trial. Now the second example, that right after the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, again the big issue of the leadership came up. And the Ansar, because of the Munafiqeen again, the hypocrites, they were playing their role and they tried to mislead and misguide the people of Medina, the Ansar, the local Muslims of Medina. And they said that because the Prophet ﷺ migrated to Medina, he lived over here, now you are the people, you deserve the leadership. The Amir of the Muslims should be from the people of Medina. And all these Ansar, they gathered in a place in Medina that is known Saqifa Bani Sa'idah. That locality is still there. If you go there, you can ask that where is Bani Sa'idah. There are few trees of the date trees and little bit garden is there. That was the right place where all those Ansar, they were gathered. That is known as Saqifa Bani Sa'idah. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, as soon as he heard about that, what is going on over there, so he went over there. Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, on biggest sahaba, other sahaba, they were all rushing to the place. Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he made a very little speech, a very convincing, and subhanallah, in few minutes the whole fitna was gone. And he said that all the Quraysh people, all the people of Makkah, we highly appreciate the services of the people of Medina, the Muslims of the Medina, towards Islam, your sacrifices. You are all our brothers, Muslim brothers. But then he said, let me remind you the hadith of the Prophet ﷺ that Amir should be from Quraysh. And he said the reason is that all the Arab Qabail, all the Arab tribes, they will not accept the leadership only, but they will accept only the leadership from the Quraysh, because they were the custodian of the Kaaba, and it was at that time in the whole Arab culture and their custom and the society. And after this reminding, alhamdulillah, all the Ansar, they surrendered. And then Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala, he said that Umar is here and he is one of the best person, and I would like to give my bayah to him. So Hazrat Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he said, no, ya Abu Bakr Siddiq, in the presence of you, I will prefer yourself, and no Muslim could be better than you in the ummah of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and I am the first one who is giving my pledge of allegiance, my bayah to you. And when all the Muslims, Ansar and the Quraysh, everyone, they saw that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu is taking the bayah on the hands of Abu Bakr radiallahu ta'ala anhu, considering him, accepting him as the leader of the Muslim, everyone accepted, admitted. And alhamdulillah, the matter of the leadership was resolved right away in just the matters of, you can say, few hours or in a very short time. And there was no this discussion or disputes and arguments and all that. So the focus of the Muslims should be on this mission, that why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has created, why Allah has given this title that you are the best nation, and what is our role, what is our responsibility. That is our focus. So first of all, the mission of the Muslim is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, to be the righteous servants of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is our first mission. The second mission of the Muslims, to realize the will of Allah on the earth. To realize the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on the earth as an individual and as a community obligation. These are the two objectives of each and every Muslim, on the communal obligation or the individual obligation. All other issues, who will be the leader, who should take the lead and all that, this is not a big deal in the Islamic Ummah. I have given you this example of the time of Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, right after the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. One more example that I would like to give you, and inshallah I will conclude my khutbah. Hazrat Khalid bin Walid, Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was another biggest hero of Islam, the champion of Islam. Who does not know the name of Sayyidina Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu? After he accepted Islam, actually he has very interesting history. When he was not the Muslim, at that time he was commanding the army of the Makkan people, the non-believers, who attacked Medina at the time of Uhud, the battle of Uhud. And in the beginning, Muslims, they were winning this battle of Uhud. But because some Muslims who were on Jabal Rumat, and he disobeyed the order of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, they left their place. Those were very expert in archery. When they left this place, this was Khalid bin Walid, that he saw this front that was open, and he came back again and attacked back on the Muslim people, and Muslims, they defeated the battle. So that was very intelligent, very smart commander-in-chief, the army officer. And subhanallah, when he accepted Islam, many battles won because of him, Sayyidina Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Actually, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the one who was giving this victory to the Muslim people, but it was on the hand of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu. At the time of Sayyidina Abu Bakr Siddiq radiallahu ta'ala anhu, when the Muslims, they were marching towards Persian Empire and Roman Empire and many places, won because of Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, under the leadership. But then Sayyidina Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he became the Khalifa. So he sent an order, and he said that Khalid bin Walid should be terminated as the commander-in-chief, as the role of the leadership for the Muslim armies, and this role should be given to Abu Ubaidah bin al-Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. Right in the battlefield, that order was received, and they waited that the battle is over, and then Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu, willingly he came to Ubaidah bin Jarrah radiallahu ta'ala anhu. He said, this is the order from the Amir al-Mu'mineen. From this moment and on, I will not be the leader of this Muslim army, and I will not be the commander-in-chief. You will be taking this role, and I will be working under you. Some Muslims, they said that Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu terminated Khalid bin Walid because he is angry with him, he is not happy with him. When Umar radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he heard that, he made clear, he made a public speech, and he said, no, this is not the reason that I am angry with him or I am not happy with him. And I truly appreciate all the services of Khalid bin Walid and the role of the leadership. But Muslim people, they started thinking that no battle could be won without Khalid bin Walid. So they started attributing every winning, every victory to Khalid bin Walid. And I wanted to realize the Muslim people that it is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, He is giving the victory to each battle to the Muslim. It is not because of a particular human being. So, in order to make this aqidah and belief firm in the minds of the Muslim people, that was the reason to move Hazrat Khalid bin Walid radiallahu ta'ala from the role of the leadership. But his services were appreciated. So whenever there is a transfer of the leadership, so this does not mean that those people who worked earlier and those who served as the leader among the Muslim community or among the Muslim Ummah, their services will not be appreciated. We have to appreciate all the services of the people, those who are giving and doing for the Muslim community in every society, in every community. But at the same time, if there is a change in the leadership role, then this is up to the Muslim community, whomsoever they would like to make their leader, they are free to make it. And those who are going, they should continue their support to the new people. This is the way, this is the system in our community that we have been witnessing throughout the centuries of Islam. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala give all of us this tawfiq to obey the commandments of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to obey the commandments of our beloved Prophet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. أقول قولي هذا وأستغفر الله لي ولكم ولسائر المسلمين إنه تعالى جواد كريم ملك بر رؤوف رحيم. الحمد لله الحمد لله حمدا كثيرا كما أمر وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له إرغاما لمن جهد به وكفر وأشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا محمدا عبده ورسوله سيد الخلائق والبشر إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما اللهم صل على سيدنا ونبينا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا ونبينا محمد وبارك وسلم خصوصا منهم على الخلفاء الأربعة سيدنا أبي بكر الصديق رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عمر بن الخطاب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا عثمان بن عفان رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى سيدنا علي بن أبي طالب رضي الله تعالى عنه وعلى الستة الباقية من العشرة المبشرة وسائر الصحابة والصحابيات رضوان الله تعالى عليهم أجمعين والتابعين لهم من الأبرار الأخيار صلاة وسلاما دائمين متلازمين إلى يوم الدين. My dear brothers and sisters in Islam, inshallah I will give you some messages and then we will go for dua at the end of the khutbah. I will conclude my khutbah with dua inshallah, but I would like to remind you to please move forward, fill up the gaps in all the rows, wherever you see any space, please fill up the gaps, keep moving so that the brothers who are standing at the door, they can find the room and inshallah they will be accommodated. جزاكم الله خيرا. Our community alhamdulillah is very, you know, blessing of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is a blessed community, and we should not look the situations or the events that is going on right now. Unfortunately, almost it's been 7 years, 2007, now 2014, that this Musalla has been established and the Muslim community, mashallah, is growing in Frisco. There are so many positive things that have taken place in this community. You are the witness of the masjid land, the work on that land also. There are some factors going on and our community people, they are trying to resolve those matters inshallah. But at that time, we should be very patient, and there is a nice way to argue and to talk to other people. Any kind of disrespect to other Muslim brother or to any Muslim sister, it is not the teaching of our Islam. It is not the teaching that the Sahaba Ikram Ridwanullahi Ta'ala Alayhim Ajma'in, they behaved. The Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, I would like to remind you the beautiful words of the Prophet Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. He said, Al-Muslimu Akhul Muslim. Several times I have quoted some ayat of the Quran on this topic and the ahadith of Rasulullah Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam. This hadith is narrated by Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu. So on the authority of Abu Huraira radiallahu ta'ala anhu, Sahih Muslim, they have recorded, Imam Muslim has recorded this hadith, and I'm not going to quote the whole hadith, but one thing, bihasbim ri'im min ash-sharri an yahqira akhahu al-muslim. It is enough evil for a Muslim person to hold his brother in contempt, to disrespect his brother. And it includes sister as well. And then he says, "Kullu Muslimi, ala al-Muslimi haramun damuhu wa maluhu wa irduhu." All the Muslims, it is inviolable that the blood of a Muslim, the wealth and the property of the Muslim, the honor of the Muslim is highly sacred. It is highly respectful for other Muslims. So, right now the emails, the way they have been exchanged on this Masjid Yahoo group, it is not the respectful way. And it is increasing more pain, more bitterness, more frustration, disappointments and all that. There are people, if you have any questions to certain issues, so just go talk to those people. Now the election process also started in our masjid, and tonight there will be a meeting where you can meet all those candidates, and then whatever questions you have for those candidates you can ask. If you have questions to the shura, go to them nicely and ask those questions and clarify the issues. But it should be with all the respect and honor, and it should not be made so much public. It should not be open. And then the whole community, you are mashallah educated, wise people, then you can elect the new people for this role of the leadership. But at the same time, keep appreciating the role of those people who have been serving the community for last 7 years, mashallah. It is a big sacrifice on their behalf. They have given their family time, their personal time. It is not easy to spend hours and hours in the meetings. And alhamdulillah, we can see, we can witness their efforts, whatever they have done. So at the same time, those who will be leaving from this surah, we expect from them, and inshallah it will be because they are doing for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that they must continue supporting the new people, and they should not feel that we are in the part of the shura or we are not the part of the shura. Your goal is to serve Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Your goal is to serve the masjid of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So do not think that I am the part of the shura or not the part of the shura. So we expect from them that they will continue the support, and whoever Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has decided, and you make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is also most important thing, that make prayers, make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that O Allah, what is the best for our community? What is the best for our masjid? What is the best for all of us? O Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, please bring the good people to the administration of the masjid. And inshallah, try to minimize all these differences. My humble appeal is that please from this moment, stop sending those emails on the Yahoo group. This is not a good forum. That forum is not meant for that. This is for all the positive messages, good messages, for the inspiration to the community, for giving them the good morals and high their morals, not demoralize them. So for all that, inshallah, at the same time, we should keep our brotherhood and sisterhood relationship and the representation from all our sects of the Muslim community, inshallah. If not in the shura, this time, inshallah, we should create an environment in our community we should promote this brotherhood, that we should not think that this brother is from this ethnic background or from that ethnic background. Some people they are talking about that, but I have a good example. Look at this current surah or from 2007 now. Mashallah, we had the representation from the brothers from all ethnic backgrounds. So this is this masjid should not take this feeling that this masjid is represented by only from this ethnic background or that ethnic background. Inshallah, we will continue, and more importantly, we have to create and promote the environment that every Muslim brother or sister, regardless of their nationality or ethnic background, they can say proudly that this is my masjid. I am the part of this masjid. I am proudly say that I am the part of this masjid. Everyone is welcome to this masjid. Inshallah, with that sincere spirit and with this sincere effort, we will continue to build our masjid and to continue to build our community. I had actually another topic in my mind for today's khutbah, but other things came up, so I changed it. Inshallah, in some next time, in my khutbah, I will give you a very good vision of the community, that what we are looking for in future, what is the road map ahead of us, what are the list of the things to do. It is not just the building of the masjid, it's the building the whole community, and what is the vision of the Muslim community. That will be inshallah the khutbah in my next Friday or whenever I will give the khutbah inshallah. Make dua to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that those people who are sick in our community, may Allah give them sihat kamila, shifaya kamila. Especially our brother Khalil Hamza, his father is in the hospital for almost more than a month now and he is in critical condition. Make dua, his name is brother Muhammad, that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have a special rahmah and mercy on brother Muhammad, and may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make his affairs easy on him. Another request for sister Reema Sadia, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless her with sihat kamila, shifai ajala. May Allah increase her life. And another young girl from our Frisco, Zoya Muhammad, make dua for her that may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala also bless her with sihat kamila, shifai ajala. May Allah bring the unity in our community. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala unite the hearts of our brothers and sisters. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us a very exemplary community in the positive manner. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make easy for us to build the masjid inshallah. Allahumma aiz al-Islam wal-Muslimin. Allahumma ansur man nasara deen Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam waj'alna minhum. Wakhzul man khazala deen Muhammadin sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wa la taj'alna minhum. Allahumma la tada'alana dhamban illa ghafarta. Wala hamman illa farrashta. Wala daynan illa qadayta. ولا مريضا إلا شفيته ولا عسيرا إلا يسرته ولا كربا إلا فرجته ولا ميتا إلا رحمته وغفرت له ولا حاجة من حوائج الدنيا والآخرة. اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اتباعه. اللهم أرنا الباطل باطلا وارزقنا اجتنابه. اللهم اغفر لجميع المؤمنين والمؤمنات والمسلمين والمسلمات الأحياء منهم والأموات إنك سميع قريب مجيب الدعوات. اللهم من أحييته منا فأحيه إلى الإسلام ومن توفيته منا فتوفه إلى الإيمان. اللهم يا شافي الأمراض اشف مرضانا ومرضى المسلمين. عباد الله رحمكم الله، إن الله يأمر بالعدل والإحسان وإيتاء ذي القربى وينهى عن الفحشاء والمنكر والبغي يعظكم لعلكم تذكرون. اذكروا الله تعالى يذكركم وادعوه يستجب لكم ولذكر الله تعالى أعلى وأولى وأعز وأجل وأتم وهم أكبر. أقيموا الصلاة.
الله أكبر الله أكبر. أشهد أن